And this has long been a problem in the West, but it's a growing problem in places like Africa and Latin America. And there's no benefit for people there because these are big multinational companies that are making the profits, whereas people in places like Africa and Latin America are suffering all these health consequences you talk about.
The companies that do this sort of processing, there aren't a long list of them. They're the brands you know. They make your breakfast cereals, your favorite cola drink, your ready meals, your candy and chocolate. They are primarily, most of the shareholders of those companies are institutional investors based in the global north. That's broadly true. And so any benefit accrues into high-income settings that already have high-income settings. And we also have healthcare infrastructure to deal with the appalling externalized cost of the diet that the food industry essentially forces people with low incomes to eat. And so when we look at that in a low or middle-income context, it is completely unaffordable. And I think that's why such strong advocacy has come from particularly South and Central America, where in a single generation, obesity went from being essentially unheard of to being the dominant public health problem.